Hey, amazing.
I'm back again. And I'm super excited to be bringing another episode of this podcast to your listening pleasure. Is it to your listening pleasure or for your listening pleasure? Please do let me know. Thank you, first of all, for the support on my last episode. I got someone who reached out via Twitter to tell me how they loved, you know, the vibe of the podcast, the vibe of that episode, and I'm hoping to maintain that same vibe, keep that energy in this particular one. In fact, on every episode henceforth. I have a confession before we go any further. It's confession time. Okay, so I'll just spill it. I recorded an episode to be published last week Friday, because in my last episode I talked about how I've decided that every Friday I'll be releasing a new episode because I can't do two episodes in a week. I explained all of that, yeah. Guess who recorded the podcast to go up for last week Friday and I forgot to publish. So what I'll be doing henceforth is, I think after I've recorded an episode, I'll just, you know, schedule it to be published ahead of time, or to be published right on time, yeah, because I don't want to, you know, be forgetful and then forget to, you know, put out episodes when I say I would. Anywho, I am bringing today's episode to you, and it's kind of like an entry, like a journal entry. Recently I've been journaling a lot, and I mean, I'm super excited again to be journaling because it helps me to clear my head, it helps me to put my thoughts on paper and, you know, revisit it at a later time. And it's so beautiful to be able to, you know, get some of these thoughts out of my head onto something that can be physical for me to, you know, see and refer back to in future, or even, you know, turn into content just like I'm about to do, because I think I'll just be, you know, talking about some of my journal entries, and y'all are gonna be my therapist or my besties to listen to me rant or talk. Anyone? Yes, yeah, so I'm super excited to be back today, and in today's episode I'll be talking about boredom, and I have about 20 things that you can actually do to cure your boredom. Now I'll get right to the reason why I'm talking about boredom today. Oftentimes when people say, oh I'm bored, we often, you know, kind of frown upon it, because it's like, you're not supposed to be bored. I mean, we have the internet, social media is here, there's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's TikTok. Oh my gosh, can we talk about how time consuming TikTok can be, or how you can, you know, get wrapped into the world of TikTok that you can lose hours that could have been spending something productive, watching videos of people being productive on TikTok. Now we're all used to, you know, watching content upon content, and the algorithm is so in tune with what we like that every time you want to take a break from social media, another notification goes off that just lets you get right back into it, because the fear of missing out. FOMO. And this fear of missing out on important things, important content, keeps us scrolling until we spend about 20 hours out of 24 hours on our phones. And oftentimes when we don't have our phones with us, or when we don't have access to the internet, we don't even know what to do. We get bored. That's when you hear a lot of people talk about being bored. I beg your pardon. They tell you, oh, I'm bored. Some people can't survive without their phones because they're so attached to the phones these days that life without their phone is just so unbearable. We rarely drop our phones and focus on real life activities going on. Even while we're talking to people, while we're doing things and trying to socialize, you still find people, you know, online. I mean, we came out here to party. We came out here to have fun. What are you doing on your phone? And it's often something that has sort of created this gap between us in the physical world. It's like everybody is so engaged in an online world that isn't so real. If we look at it on a deeper level, that we lose connections in real life. We lose real life connections. I don't know if you understand me. So I was thinking about this whole thing and I wrote down some things in my journal which I'll be sharing with you, and I hope you love and enjoy my thoughts on this. Anyway, did I tell you guys that the title of this podcast is It's Okay to Be Bored? Mm-hmm. It's okay to actually be bored. It's okay to, you know, allow moments of boredom to exist. See it as a normal, you know, part of life. Well, let me get into it. I'm bored. This is a statement that we've all said at one point or the other, and after this we either turn to our phones to fill up the boredom, or we turn to friends or food for solace or company. But in a world where social media has taken over and we are quick to turn to social media to fill up the boredom, what if the boredom that we feel is there to remind us of the power of just being in the moment and not doing anything? Like, what if that boredom is there to just let you notice things around you? What if that boredom is there to just bring you back to the moment, help you to, you know, bring back your focus and attention to the things that are actually happening around you, the real life situations? Like maybe connecting better with your partner, connecting better with your friends, or spending more time on that hobby that you've, you know, stopped doing because you are so consumed by social media. A lot of you love doing things that you've stopped doing because you're now so focused on social media. Take for example, a couple of people, or some of you might have, you know, enjoyed reading, gardening, spending time with friends, but when was the last time you actually gave attention to your hobbies? When was the last time you actually did something outside of social media that gave you fulfillment, gave you joy, gave you that same level of, you know, is it dopamine or dopamine that social media gives to you? I'll give you a minute to think about that. Okay, so we've talked about that and it seems like I've attacked you enough, but now that you've agreed that you've actually been spending more time online than more time doing the things that really stirs your soul, how about I share with you 20 things that I've been able to come up with that you can do to actually fill up the boredom when the moment of, oh, I'm bored comes up, you actually have things to do that gets you out of that feeling of boredom and helps you to, you know, do productive things, stay productive, and also, you know, channel your energy back on other things. I've actually rambled on enough. Let's get right into it. So number one thing to do is I have read a book. If you're a book lover just like me, there are tons and tons and tons of books out there. Sometimes I'm just thinking, there's so many books in the world and I'm so sad that I might not be able to read some of them or have access or even know about them. So what this does to me is it makes me want to be a voracious reader. So I'm a book whore. So as soon as I see a book that looks like it's going to be nice, I just try to get my hands on it and read it ASAP. So far this year, I've read about 6 books. Yes, I've read about 6 books. So if you're a book lover, if you've not read any book in a while, try focusing on reading a book once again. Get into it. Yeah. So the second thing that I have here is declutter your wardrobe. A lot of you have so many clothes that you've not worn in like forever. These clothes are there. Some of you, you don't even remember you even have these clothes. How about you, you know, spend time decluttering your wardrobe, sort your clothes out into the ones that you wear, the ones you no longer wear, the ones you love to give out, give to charity, and, you know, just create that new space and feel free once again. And you know, just do something good for people by giving it to them or giving these clothes out to them if you're no longer going to be wearing them. So decluttering your wardrobe is the second thing on my list. Now moving on to the next one is deep cleaning your house. So I was watching a video recently and this lady was talking about moving to a new house, and in the cost of cleaning, because according to her, you can't move out of that house without cleaning. If you leave the house messy, you're going to get charged. So she had to ensure that there was no mess at all. Tell me why she said she hasn't cleaned the back of her couch and under her couch for 2 years. I really find that unbelievable because I love to clean everywhere. I like to clean when I'm sweeping every day. I sweep every day actually. So when I'm sweeping, I'm moving things around. I'm sweeping under corners. I'm sweeping corners. I'm sweeping under things, you know, just to make sure that everything is clean. So I'm surprised someone can actually stay for 2 years without sweeping under their couch and behind their couch. So when she cleaned, there were so many things that they thought they had lost in the house that was actually hiding under the couch. So you can imagine, some of her kids' toys were there, her claw clips, so many things. Even the remote control was actually right under the couch. So declutter your house. I mean, deep clean your house. I beg your pardon. So deep clean your house, deep clean your space. That's the number three thing on my list. In order to make this podcast actually go a bit faster, I'll make this episode faster, I think I'll just, you know, list the rest of them and not talk too much on them so that this can actually move on pretty fast. I hope you're loving it so far. Anyway, if you do or if you're enjoying it so far, thank you so much, and thank you for spending your day with me, or this part of your day with me. So number four thing that I have written is write a letter to a dear friend or family. It can be a letter to show appreciation to them for whatever thing you're grateful to them for. Just write them a letter. Then number five, write a letter to your future self. I find it really cute when you write letters to your future self, and then when it's time, you rip it open and you're reading all of the things that you're saying to yourself. I mean, your future self in the past. It's so beautiful. It's exciting. I think it's something we should all try out, yeah? I haven't personally done this one, but I think I'm going to get into this. So number six is declutter your phone's gallery. Oh my god, we are all guilty of this. We have tons and tons of screenshots, images, things that we are never going to go back to even view, sitting pretty on our phone's gallery. Delete. Justice for your phone's gallery. So spend time decluttering your phone's gallery and delete pictures or unnecessary screenshots that you don't need anymore. Number seven, take a walk and notice nature and people. It's beautiful to actually take in nature, the beauty of it, and how powerful, how beautiful the universe is, and the way nature actually works, and how it's part of why we're still here. I mean, nature is beautiful, and nature has actually given so much to us for us not to notice it. So spend time taking walks, noticing nature, and also noticing people. Number eight is listen to your favorite album. I have a lot of favorite albums, but one of my favorite that I listen to always is Anti by Rihanna. I always go back to it whenever I'm cleaning, cooking, or I'm just in the mood to sing at the top of my voice. So if you have a favorite album, whenever you feel bored, I think you should actually turn up the music and listen to your favorite album. Moving on to number nine is call a friend or someone that you haven't spoken to in a while. We'll have that one friend, that one family member that we've not spoken to in a while, and you always tell yourself, oh, I'm supposed to reach out to this person, but somehow you never get around to doing it. So how about you call them up, talk to them, know what's up with them, you know, get an update on what they've been up to, and just catch up with them. Now, moving on to number 10, unsubscribe from emails that you never read. You know how when you need access to something or information on something and then you have to provide your email in order to get a free service or something, somehow your email address is with so many online companies, online whatever, and you're getting random emails from them every other day and your email is looking a mess, you've not even opened some of these emails, how about you unsubscribe to them? I did it the other day and it was so, how do I put it? It was actually nice. It was a nice feeling to be unsubscribed from all of those junks. Yeah, so you can actually do this as well. Moving on is number 11, delete notes from your notes apps that you no longer need. You know how you make a list, your grocery list or whatever list it is, or reminders, and you put them in your phone's notes app. Then once you're done with, you know, all of those, you never go back to it. So why not spend time going through your notes app and deleting everything or every note that you no longer need? Now, number 12, check your current app subscriptions and delete the ones that you don't need. This one is self-explanatory. Moving on to number 13, go through your photos and favorite the ones that you love. We all have that favorite picture that we have with friends, family, loved ones, or even ourselves. So go through your gallery, then favorite them so you can easily navigate to look or check them out in future whenever you think about them or you want to go back to revisit those memories. Now, number 14 is clear your email inbox. You know all of those emails that you no longer need? It's about time that you clean them by deleting. So delete and delete and delete. I've said you should delete a lot of things here, but I think it's actually important because we have so many junks in our phones these days and it takes up so many space. So by deleting, you're helping to save more space on your phone. Moving on to number 15 is delete apps that you don't need. I love to do this one. I did this yesterday. Moving on to number 16, learn a dance step. I'm giving you this advice to learn a dance step. I have a confession again. I really can't dance, so I think it's something I should look into doing this year whenever I feel bored. So learn a dance step to kill boredom. This one is super nice and exciting. So moving on to number 17, play a game to sharpen your memory. Yeah, games. I really think there are so many games these days that can help you build your vocabulary, help you build your is it your verbal or active reasoning, you know, mathematical skills. Oh my god, you guys, you know what I'm talking about. Games actually sharpen your memory and help you to, you know about things that you would not normally know, or, you know, do things you would not normally do. So just find one and, you know, play the game. Could be Sudoku. Is it Sudoku or Sudoku? Yeah, it could be that, and it could be any other game like word games, where they give you different words and you have to, you know, scramble up so many letters, and then they tell you to make sentences, they ask you to make words out of them. I've forgotten the name of that game, but I used to play it a lot. So get one that you really, really like. Now, moving on to number 18, read a book that you've heard about or you've been postponing. You have this book, but every time you want to read it, you get distracted. Every time you want to read it, you have something else to do. How about anytime you feel bored, you go back to that book and, you know, just read it. Get done with it. Number 19, learn a new language on Duolingo. Currently doing this, learning Spanish. I said Spanish. So I'm currently learning Spanish on Duolingo, and I had was it a 60-day streak which broke, then I had another 30-day streak which broke, and then I had another 7-day streak which broke. And since the last one happened, by the way, I take accountability for my streak breaking. I've been so heartbroken that I haven't gone back, but I think this is my cue to actually go back to learning on Duolingo. So you should do this anytime you get bored as well. Last but not the least is listening to an informative podcast. Can I say this is also an informative podcast? Because I've actually given you 20 things that you can actually do to cure boredom. So I think it passes for a, actually for an informative podcast. Yeah, so, and that brings me to the end of my 20 list of things that you can do to cure boredom. Sometimes you're just overstimulated by your phone. We all know how this could get. And then the media that you consume. So maybe it's just time you drop your phone and enjoy being in the moment. Life is beautiful. Take it all in. Enjoy it. Live it. Love it. Because we only live once. And make sure that you make that once count. And with this, we've come to the end of today's podcast. And I hope that you loved all the information that I shared with you. You loved, you know, listening to me talk you through 20 things that you can do to actually cure boredom. If you found this podcast interesting, come back again next week, Friday, for another episode. Because I'll be right here waiting for you. Bye, my loves.